As President Bush's budget and tax cut proposals were debated in Congress, the president also had to deal with an important foreign crisis, the continuing standoff over China's detention of the crew of a Navy surveillance plane. The plane made an emergency landing in China 1 week ago following a mid-air collision with a Chinese fighter jet. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne has our report.
The president approached the week preparing for a showdown in the Senate over the size of the tax cut. But the events in China subtly meant the Bush administration had two major items battling for its time and attention. By Tuesday, the showdown capturing most of the headlines was the one involving the Chinese and the 24 Americans being held on Hainan Island, prompting this terse statement from President Bush in the White House Rose Garden.
Our approach has been to keep this accident from becoming an international incident. We have allowed the Chinese government time to do the right thing. But now, it is time for our servicemen and women to return home. And it is time for the Chinese government to return our plane.
But administration officials insisted the diplomatic dance between U.S. and Chinese officials had not kept the president from tending to his domestic agenda. After all, the proposed $1.6 trillion tax cut was the major initiative of his first months in office. By midweek, though, there were strong indications that the president did not have enough votes in the Senate. In a speech Thursday to newspaper editors, he hinted that he knew he might not get the size tax cut he wanted, but called the budget process a long and winding one.
An observer of Washington legislative processes once said, "It's never over till it's over, and it's never over." It's especially true of how we pass our budgets. No one vote is decisive. There will be a vote today. There'll be one tomorrow.
The ayes are 65, the nays are 35, and House Concurrent Resolution number 83, as amended, is agreed to.
In the Senate vote, Mr. Bush's proposed tax cut was shrunk considerably. Even so, this president, who steadfastly refused to compromise, seemed ready to declare victory at a ceremony with young people at the White House Friday afternoon.
This budget also wisely increases spending on education, funds priorities like Medicare and Social Security, and pays down a record amount of debt. I applaud today's action and congratulate the Republicans and Democrats who helped make it happen.
Then on Friday night, after not getting all he fought for on the tax cut and with the situation with the Chinese still unresolved, President Bush closed out the work week at a place he's always found to be welcoming, the ballpark.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome to Miller Park the President of the United States of America, George W. Bush.
The president was in Wisconsin to throw out the first pitch at the inaugural game for the Milwaukee Brewers' new stadium. Mr. Bush wore a blue Brewers warm-up jacket and cowboy boots as he walked toward the mound. He wound up and delivered. He didn't exactly throw the strike he wanted. The ball took one hop on its way to the catcher. Nevertheless, the crowd roared its approval. And as the president walked from the field, he was perhaps mindful that in baseball, as in budgeting and diplomacy, you play again the next day. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.